Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's head to the phone line right now to be joined by new Chiefs defensive lineman Jaron Reed joins us on the show. Jaron, appreciate you coming on, man. Welcome to Kansas City. Take us through the last 7 to 10 days and ultimately your decision to come play football here with the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's the best decision ever, man. You know, I love it here. And I'm just ready to be a part of this organization and do what I can, man.
Jaron, what separated Kansas City from the other options? Because I saw some reports that there were up to 8 teams that were bidding for your services. What made Kansas City the most attractive?
Well, for me, you know, it wasn't, and I've been saying this all day, it wasn't about the money. It was definitely about coming to a winning organization, you know, somewhere where they have a winning formula. And, you know, there was mutual interest between Kansas City and myself. And it just turned out to be the best part for me, you know. Of course, you know, Frank's here. You know, Chris Jones is here. Pat Mahomes is here. You know, just the team, Tyreek, you know, Travis, you know, the guys that they have here, it's a great group of guys, man. And I'm going to come in and be a new face, be a great teammate, be a great person around the building, you know, just be coachable, do what I can, you know, to be the best me around the facility and on the field.
Jaron, you laugh when you say Patrick Mahomes' name, and we kind of talk about it, the effect that Mahomes has on free agency. How big of a factor was that? Like, you went from playing with the great quarterback in Russell Wilson, who has a Super Bowl and been to multiple, to now joining a situation with a younger version of Russell.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, just, you know, of course, you know, great organizations, excuse me, attract players. And I wasn't going to go play with, you know, what's my boy name from the replacements? Jokingly, but just, that was a joke. But, you know, I just wanted to come to where, you know, they have a winning formula. And, you know, it's 1 year, and I wanted to be the best year ever. And that's basically it, you know, just get a chance to play with these guys, you know, give them this defense, you know, give them a winning team, come to the AFC versus the NFC. You know, it's refreshing, you know, a breath of new air.
You talk about Shane Falco?
Yeah, that's my man's okay. name. I was trying to think of it on the fly. Shane Falco. But he was pretty good, though.
Let's be honest, though. And tell me if you disagree. That's one of the worst football movies ever made. That movie's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, but, thank you.
But it's still, I like it because it's just funny to me.
What's your favorite football movie?
Probably The Junction Boys.
I saw that, man. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm still sticking with
exactly. It's old, but it just gives you that football feel. It was either that, Remember the Titans, or Believe It or Not, Any Given Sunday. Either of those three I can watch, you know, any day. But, you know, Junction Boys is downright football dirty, you know, just, you know, just it's just a lot to it, man. It speaks a lot of volume.
Jaron, I find it hard to believe that you like Junction Boys because you would hate to practice like that today. Like, so, like, let's say the Coach Reed was like, hey, we're going to practice just like the Junction Boys.
In some brutal conditions.
You guys might actually strike or something.
It probably would, but I mean, either you're going to play or you're not. Somebody, I would do it just to see, you know, I like to challenge myself. So, I mean, I probably would complain about it, but I probably would do it, especially if it's my job. So, yeah.
Where are you from? Like, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school at?
I grew up in Goldsboro, North Carolina. I went to Goldsboro High School.
Where did you go to college, play your college ball at?
I went 2 years at East Mississippi Community College, and I played 2 years at Alabama.
Bring up East Mississippi Community College. Everybody knows that as the school from Last Chance U. Which do you get asked more about, playing in the NFL or going to the school from the first two seasons of Last Chance U?
I get asked about Last Chance U a lot, especially if they know I win. That's usually the first question. And then, do you still play now? Yeah. Where you play at? Seattle. Then it's the question about Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, not about me. So that's the fun part. Good. That's the funny part. It's all funny games, though, man. It's all love, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I want to talk to you more about going to the school from Last Chance U than talking about playing in the NFL. As someone who loves that show, just finished the basketball season, I could talk to you for hours about that show.
I think it's great, man. It just gives an insight of what, you know, people really go through. And, you know, you can't knock junior college because it's a great opportunity, for one, for your education, and for two, for you to become better as a player and as a person and learn, you know, before you get somewhere. You know, if somebody's scared to, you know, jump out there or want to leave a school, I don't think it's right. You know, junior college is definitely a place to go. It's very humbling. It's very tough, and, you know, it makes you appreciate everything. You know, you can't take life for granted or school or football for granted, and it just brings you back to reality, man. I think it's real good that, you know, the world gets to see that, you know, because even before I went, I didn't really know much about junior college. But now I think, you know, they're putting it out there, you know, for guys who need an opportunity to better themselves, whether it be in grades or, you know, as far as their characteristics. You know, it's a good place to go, you know, to where they can have a reality check, because, you know, as personally me, I think if you don't make it out of JUCO, you know, it's really rare that you, you know, can make it out, especially in sports. That's my main focus, what I'm talking about. And I just think it's good. You know, I think it's a great opportunity.
How did you and the homies watch Last Chance U? Because sometimes after a good show or a bad show, I'll go home and I'll listen to it. Did you guys, like, gather at the dorm and watch the episodes?
Nah, so the one that it started showing, I was already gone. So it was like, I was just watching it just because I just like watching football, and especially documentaries about football. And so I just thought it was pretty tight because I knew some of the people that was there. Of course, I knew the coaches. And it's just funny to see, you know, how people really act versus how they act on camera.
Jaron, the show is sort of based on a lot of the players sort of have the dream that you're now living. They want to go to a D1. They want to go to the NFL. But you obviously know very few people actually get to this level. When was it when you realized back in East Mississippi, or maybe it was a little bit later, that, like, you could actually play in the NFL and actually turn it into a really productive career the way that you have?
I think it was when I came back for my second year. And, you know, just the amount of schools, you know, that will come out to practice, you know, that will come watch it, the scouts that will come out there. And I was like, you know, and it's, you know, the coaches know, you know, and it's different for every type of player. But the coaches know as well. And it's all about, you know, who can really lock in and who can really just hone down on to what's the goal at hand. You know, what are you there for? What's your why? And, yeah, and me being a young guy was still hard to learn. It took me a minute to still learn that, you know, I was still playing just raw talent and just getting going. But when you start learning about life and, you know, what you're going to do, how you can set your family up, your kids up, you know, then it starts to turn more to a profession. And I think that's what separates the difference, you know. And it's all about the mentality of the player.
Right now, a lot of kids are making the decision on what they want to do next year. For kids that are going to have to take a similar path to you, what advice would you give them?
That is okay. You know, that is not over with. You know, you can have some of your best time in junior college. You can grow as a person, grow as a player, you know, grow as a man. If some of them have kids, they can grow as a father. And that, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to have a short-term sacrifice for a long-term goal. And that just means, you know, if you have to go the junior college route, do it. Because sometimes it's a blessing in disguise for you. And it actually can lead you to what you want to do in life. So that's what I would have to say.
So do you enjoy coming to a place like Kansas City? It sounds like you've kind of been a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You like coming to the Midwest, coming to a place like KC?
Exactly. You know, some country, some just chill, a football town. It's what I'm used to, man. It's what I'm used to.
So you mentioned you got a chance to play with Frank Clark in the past, and C-Dot and I were looking at your numbers. Ironically, a couple of years ago, you had your best season. He had his best season. Is there anything to that?
I think, you know, the chemistry plays a lot to that, you know, just being around and playing together, rushing together, being on the same accord. You know, that's basically all it is at the end of the day. You know, you got to know who you're playing with. You got to know each other's strengths, know each other's weaknesses, and, you know, basically just what makes each other better.
Right now we're talking to Chiefs defensive lineman Jaron Reed. Jaron, while this free agency period is happening, how much are players talking to each other? Like, how much recruiting is going on? Because you talk about the relationship that you have with Frank Clark. How is, like, so is he kind of in your ear, kind of convincing you to come to Kansas City, or is he kind of letting the business kind of take care of itself?
It's a little bit of both, but, you know, it didn't take much. You know, of course, especially when you're friends outside of football, you're talking to each other all the time, and everybody wants to, you know, the thought and just playing with each other. And if it could happen, I'm pretty sure it would happen. I would like to play with my friends, especially if they're good. So, now I would try to do what I can to bring them in. And, you know, everything just worked out for itself. You know, like I said, there was mutual interest. And, you know, my guy was already here. And, you know, it was enough said, you know.
For those that haven't seen you play, how would you describe your game? We've been talking a lot that the Chiefs need somebody that can get to the quarterback. You that guy?
Oh, yes, sir. I like to think I am. I'm going to do what I can. You know, just come in and just play my game. You know, fast, physical, hard-nosed. You know, I like to think I'm an old-school type of football player versus new school. So, yeah, I'm really about football. You know, that's my game. That's my life. I'm a football junkie. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to show what I can do versus talk about it.
Jaron, you've been playing with one of the best coaches in the NFL the last handful of years, Pete Carroll. Now you get a chance to continue that with Andy Reid. How much did that have to do with your decision to come here?
Oh, yeah, a lot. You know, great coaches, you know, tend to have great teams and great players. And, you know, you like to play for guys like that. You know, Andy Reid has put his stable in his league. I mean, he's well-known, well-respected. Now I see where the guys cling to him is very great. You know, I think he has a relationship with his players that is good, you know, because some, like, you know, just some coaches don't know their players. And it was great just, you know, to be hands-on with him, just talk to him and everything. You know, I respect him. I have utmost respect for him and his team. And I'm going to give him everything I got.
That is new Chiefs defensive lineman Jaron Reed. He has decent taste in movies. I don't want to say great taste in movies. You got decent taste in movies, my guy. We really appreciate you coming on today, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.